And it looks like next on our agenda is the Mill Hollow Road easement. Ms. Dawn, do you need something?
Well, she's waiting for executive.
Ah.
10:30 is our executive. Okay, 10:30.
Welcome, Frank.
Hello, good morning.
Mill Hollow. Oh, yes, Mill Hollow. What's... We got...
This was a request from the school district to create a turnaround for the school bus. They had been using a private circle driveway, and Randy met with a gentleman by the name of Mr. Story, who agreed to an easement to create a turnaround that was basically developed already.
Okay. Is this Mill Hollow, I'm trying to think? We haven't taken the roads in there, have we?
No.
Come on up, Randy, if you want.
Mill Hollow Road's already a current county road. It's that currently doesn't have a turnaround on it. It's the first road on the right if you're going toward Taneyville Pass Scooters.
Okay.
And several homes in there. The turnaround benefits us as well as the school district. So we were needing a place. We were currently turned around in Mr. Story's private drive on the other side of the road, and so we worked out where we could use a lot that he owned on the opposite side to create this turnaround.
Is it already platted?
Yeah, it's already a platted subdivision. So.
But, I mean, the turnaround, is it platted?
Yes. It's already surveyed and staked out.
Well, I make a motion for approval anytime it's something that... And we've been using a private drive instead of the turnaround.
I'll second your motion. Any questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Randy. Frank?
We'll need signature then.
Okay.
I'll leave that with Nikki.
What's the name of the subdivision out past Horizon Hills?
Mills Hollow.
That's what I had that on my mind.
When you said that, I was thinking the same place.
And then I remember Mill Hollow I drive by every day.
Mills Hollow,
yeah. Okay. And we got our sewer agreement taken care of. We're after 10 o'clock, so we're ready for Nikki. Wellness Center, you got something on that?
Just Nikki, and she'll distribute them.
All right. Thank you, Frank. Okay, signed. Thank you.
Ryan is going to be calling in. I want him to give you an update on the access door.
Can you move that a little closer to you?
I wonder what's happened to our mics here that we got to be so close.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's better. We're getting volume now.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Ryan's going to call in a few minutes to...
He's over in the sheriff's department working.
Okay.
How about mileage rates?
And he was unable to come over.
A
couple things under the wellness center.
Okay.
While we're waiting on him. Initially, we had decided that we were going to have an instructor come when we had our open house and show everybody how to use the equipment. He has shown up 3 times, and people who indicated they would be down there for training were not. We still have several employees that are continuing to contact me that want to come and use the facility. Obviously, we want them to use the facility. How do you guys want to handle that? Continue using the instructor? Use at your own risk?
And if I remember correctly, we were trying to avoid anybody getting hurt on the machine with that, because some of that equipment in there is different than even what I had experienced before. So
that is correct.
The point was to have some instruction, orientation, then sign a waiver form, and then we go on the way. So I guess, gentlemen, you're saying that we've had people come, we've scheduled, and then people haven't utilized the instructor when he comes.
Correct.
Okay. So your question is, do we allow people to use the equipment if they haven't gone through the training?
Well, that's one question. Or think about, do you want to continue to do that?
continue to use the equipment without instruction?
No, continue to,
have
them go through the instructor to use the equipment. I don't know that anybody working here is trained enough.
I think my first thought is we use it at our own risk, and if we need training, we go find some training. I don't
know. What is your advisory, guys? What's your committee saying? I mean, I want people to use it, but I also, there's a certain point where we've made it all available we can do, and then all of a sudden we just need to use it at your own risk. I mean, I'm mixed on this.
I am too. That's why I'm coming and talking to you.
Because the whole thing is to get people to use it.
Absolutely.
And if that's a reason for them not using it, that shouldn't be the reason.
It seems like the ones that are canceling out or are wanting to come over and use it are employees with the Sheriff's Department.
To Jim's point, are there folks not using it because of lack of instruction?
That's what they're saying.
That's what they're saying, yes.
Really?
Because that's how we had set it up initially. You need to go through an orientation so you make sure you know and understand how to use the machines correctly.
But they're not using it because of instruction, because we've made a point about instruction. Not that they're afraid to use it.
No, they're not afraid to use it.
Okay.
They still have to sign a waiver, correct? No
correct.
Matter what.
Correct.
I'd say let them use it.
Let them use it. Get that waiver signed. Danny, what do you think?
Yeah, that's fine. I don't understand when you talk about the Sheriff's Department.
Do
I have a training room there? I mean, I don't care for that. That's,
whatever.
This deal.
This is my trash pile.
Naked.
This deal is for everyone. I don't understand what you're saying about the Sheriff's Department, those that are confused about using it.
They're not
because they have a training room there for themselves?
No. We had set a policy. Well, I understand a policy, but we were requiring everyone to go through the orientation of the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And certain people, I'm not picking on just the Sheriff's Department here, but people just missed their appointments. And we brought the trainer back in multiple times, and they missed their appointment. And what the position has been, if you don't go through orientation, you don't get to use the facility.
Correct.
And what we're saying now is sign the waiver at your risk.
Use it at your own risk.
Yep.
Right. And that's the only way you can do it because there's timing.
Well, we just want them to use it. So
the main thing is the breakdown of the equipment. I mean, they got
the equipment manufacturers. I wonder if they don't have on the internet how to seminars, so
they
folks
do.
Could go to those real easily
yes.
at their convenience and learn
yes.
how to use it and save everybody time and get them going.
Correct.
Ah.
What about a video? What about a video on usage?
That's what she's saying. They're on the internet. All they have to do is go on there.
I assume so, yes.
I'm talking about the TVs that are available that are sitting there anyway. That sure. runs through that.
I see what you're saying.
Oh, is that Ryan?
Ryan's on the phone. Ryan?
Now we're
live. Ryan?
Yes.
Can you give the commission an update on the access door?
It's not working. We're waiting on the company to call or email back, but they're horrible at getting back to us. Called them a few times, emailed them a few times. It usually takes about a week for them to actually respond. I've got everything wired, got everything there. The barcode scanner's not working. So I'm just waiting on them to remote in, check it out, check the settings, make sure everything's okay, and try and figure out where we need to go from there.
Okay,
thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Would you just make sure that Abbott, would it be all right if I helped Ryan escalate within an IT organization? Since I've kind of been in that world before.
Can do what now?
If certain people knew that it was taking a week for someone to respond, if that company knew that it was taking a week for them to respond, if you got that information to the right person, you wouldn't wait a week anymore. Can I help Ryan? You guys mind me helping Ryan get that? I'm not going to do the work. I'm just going to make some phone calls to help him.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Needs a push, in other words.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. What else on wellness? We're agreeable that folks can go it on their own as long as they've got the waiver signed and Good.
And, wait, I would like to add to the waiver that there has been opportunity existing to... How do I need to word it?
Well, maybe just add a...
I'd leave it alone, I think. Everybody knows. I'd send an email out to everyone saying that, I guess we could say what you're saying, Dan. We've given folks opportunities for training, and if you're feeling like you need to have that before you use it, no more. You're off the hook.
Yeah.
And maybe you can look and see, Nikki, if there is things on the internet from the equipment companies that give you a how-to, and to Danny's other point, maybe they can pipe it into the TV down there in the room, what you're saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
But get the word out that they don't need to hold up anymore. They are.
Okay, I can do it. A couple of weeks ago, when I talked to you about the gentleman who has been volunteering his time to come in and do the orientation and show our employees how to work the machines, he had said that he would be willing to donate dumbbells in exchange for being allowed to use the facility. He does not have insurance. His wife does.
His wife works here?
Correct.
What's our policy? Wasn't that policy anyone eligible within the household?
Yes.
So he would be able to qualify for that then?
Okay. I just...
Based off the policy we wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And you and Bob got that all finalized, I believe, didn't you? But it was the eligibility document of who was actually eligible. And I think the wording was anybody in the household of an employee that was eligible for insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would be, that limits the age and all that, I think is how we worded it. Is that right?
So he's eligible anyway.
Correct.
Apart from the dumbbells and all that stuff.
I just want to make sure that you guys understood that he did not have insurance, and initially that was our whole deal.
Okay.
So they had to have insurance, all but right. Since we changed the wording.
The qualifications, yeah.
What do we want to do about the dumbbells? He's asking to give them to us?
We are still in need of them, so I think it would be great.
Them?
Oh, yeah. He's not giving them, he's just loaning them, correct?
No, he's donating. He's donating.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
I can go and speak with his wife.
Okay, but yeah, that's wonderful.
Very good.
Okay, there was also another issue that has risen. Music downstairs in the wellness center. What are your thoughts on that? Some people are wanting a CD player and to have music. Other people are saying earbuds. Everybody does not have the same taste in music. I would hate to offend someone. What's your opinion on whether...
What's your advisory committee's opinion?
Most of us are saying put earbuds in, bring your iPods, bring your MP3 players. That's the easiest way to avoid conflict.
Yeah, because my likes may not be what Danny likes, what Chuck or you need.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Sounds good
to
me.
Are you all in favor of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Might strain myself on some opera.
Yeah, it's the opera. I can't appreciate your type of opera, so...
Okay, I'd like to review the agenda real quick for this week.
Okay. Questions or comments?
Just letting everyone know that I am out of the office all day Friday, so that's why if you schedule something Friday, just letting you know I won't be able to attend. And then also Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the following week, I'll be obviously out on the 7th, 8th, I mean, excuse me, 8th, 9th, and 10th, I won't be here, but I'll be back on the 11th,
okay,
which is BOE day, so.
I also show that Danny will be out on Monday. How do we want to do our commission meeting?
No, I'll be here the
The 9 o'clock?
Court.
I'll be here for the 9 o'clock.
You will. You just
I'll be leaving at 11 or before.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
So regarding this week, I am planning to go to that Wednesday at 8 o'clock, the CDAC meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
Ditto.
Okay.
Then we're going to...
Blue Ridge site visit on...
Rendezvous someplace or...
Uh-huh.
Can you guys call in for payroll then?
Yeah.
At 9 o'clock?
If we move it back to 9:30, because that CDAC meeting goes right till about 9:15. Isn't that, Chuck, they're usually over about an hour to hour and 15, aren't they? That's real.
I get it mixed up with the legislative.
That's right.
And the legislative is really long.
But. Right. If we move it back to, say, 9:30, then we can call in.
Okay.
Well, how about we just call in at 10:30 when we're all together? What do you think? Does it matter?
If it doesn't bother Dawn, it's fine with me.
We can just do it from one phone. It'd be a lot easier for us three phones piping in.
Right.
So you're going to move minutes, payroll to...
10:30?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. And then we have the extension dinner tomorrow night.
Correct.
And...
Don't forget to bring your wives.
I sent you a note. I won't be bringing mine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Okay. What else?
Cell phones. We have two open lines. One of them was from Sewer Utility, David Van Fossen. He retired in December. And one from the Sheriff's Department, Mike Knox. He turned his back in. He had no use for it. Is there anyone that you would like to have those phones? I have a list of the authorized cell phone reimbursements.
These are just cell phones or not?
Voice only.
Voice only.
Okay, these are reimbursements. These are ones that are not on our bill. Yeah.
So I didn't know if you wanted to take one or two off of the reimbursement list and actually give them a county phone.
You can give these two guys, Eddie and Dan. Does the
Eddie? Eddie, you guys requested for Eddie to have a BlackBerry.
BlackBerry, so he's off the list now. Who do you want to Dan? We're paying for him.
Yes.
We can't get loose of them?
No.
Contract?
No. Correct.
Okay, wait a minute. They're on a contract. These are on their personal contracts.
Correct. Those are their personal cell phones.
This is the $26 we pay every month to all these people. Now, this one's going away. Just letting you know, I'm not going to say this person's name, but that's going away because of state law. We don't have to do this anymore. But this one, we could.
Well,
what are your thoughts?
There's a couple in there that I question that we need to be paying for.
Probably there is, okay.
And we've been talking about sitting down and going over our cell phone
reimbursement.
Mm-hmm. Reimbursements and even those that are on our county plan. So.
Would it be all right to see if Road and Bridge Frank can talk to them to see if any one of those guys is interested? I would not. Here, Dan. Take a look. I'm looking. How about we can think about it, Nikki? And this is going to be a bigger discussion.
Okay.
And
I'm just hanging on to the economic development phone until...
The replacement person.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. We missed mileage rate. Did we need to do something on mileage rate?
Yes, it went down to 47 cents per mile. I just need you guys to initial and approve that.
Did 47 even or 47 and a half?
47 even.
Okay.
So is that a motion requirement?
Yes.
I move that we accept the new... mileage reimbursement rate at 47 cents a mile.
Second that motion. Any questions? Mm-hmm. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
He just needs to sign it. All of us or just him?
That's more than initial, but there you go.
Does he have a crayon over there?
Yeah, you getting crayons? Oh. What else, Miss Nikki?
I've got a question here with the agenda. I basically made a mistake on the 2 o'clock energy conference conservation meeting because I've had two other people contact me, one from White River Electric, and then another person contact me. The one from White River Electric was free for them to do a energy audit for us, and so I don't know whether we have to call those people and have them come in and visit with us. Rob Dalton with White River has contacted me, had a rather lengthy discussion, and I didn't know. It's whatever you guys want to do.
Well, on the 2 o'clock that the 2 o'clock that I'm expecting is to talk about performance contracting specific to performance, but we have Energize Missouri grant that we haven't heard back yet. Things indications show that that will address the lighting needs for the county, but the 2 o'clock is specific to performance management or energy performance contracting. So that's why I'm listening. I mean, I've sat through multiple last year through that. But once again, if it's, I would say if either one of these gentlemen want to present something, they just need to schedule.
Put them on the agenda.
Yep, schedule them. I mean, I'm not in favor right now of spending any money, but I'm open to performance contracting if it makes sense. So,
I noticed a week or two ago that the city of Branson had that issue on their agenda, mm-hmm. and I went in and sat on that, and I believe they carried through with Burns and McDonald doing a similar thing mm-hmm. that was less than $100,000.
Right. That they're going to spend, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Because you have to commit to spending money to.
Anyhow.
Yep.
All right.
to lower usage on emails, you had stopped like the mass emailing on buying, selling, mm-hmm. County employees that had things for sale. I received an email from an employee asking if we could do like a bulletin board or maybe put something on our website, like a community calendar type thing.
At this point, would not be in favor of doing anything with the website. I'm still waiting for some updates from the IT.
Okay.
On requests that were 9 months ago.
Okay.
Because of the personnel shortage they had for a while.
Right.
They haven't caught back up. So
okay.
I don't want to add any more things to that. That's my opinion to that IT list right now.
As far as a bulletin board?
I mean, we have those right there, don't we? I mean, that's...
We have bulletin boards, but we're not supposed to use them.
They're not supposed to, but they do, don't they? I'm fine with them. Are you guys fine with the bulletin boards?
Yeah, I thought that was
that's fine.
Okay all along. The clerk's office has been clean, keeping them clean. So
right, I'm fine with using the bulletin boards.
You still cleaning that one at Country Mart? They still got it?
No, they called and they took it out. They put a pharmacy back in there where it was at.
Okay.
Yep.
And I agree at this point with you on the website that. We got too much else going on. I'm not sure that's what we want there anyway, but okay.
And did you want me to get with Melissa from Emergency Management?
Yes. About what she...
The tornado drills.
Right. I mean, I would have hoped... My thinking was that we'd have just a piece of paper saying this is where the safe places are.
Okay.
basically what he handed out, but maybe more specific to Taney County here, I mean to our courthouse, maybe this taking shelter in the storm, and then maybe somehow in that one, in this document, we put somewhere areas like we know that the, you know, wellness center, even though it's not certified right now, that is built for, that could be a shelter area, but maybe get with Melissa and identify areas and maybe just part, make it part of this for Taney County. That's what my thoughts are.
I'm glad you brought that up. Where are we on the, I mean, rely on people to come in and use that, is that correct?
For what?
The wellness center for shelter?
We actually haven't identified it yet. We had left it. I think you were going to talk to some structural engineers to see if you were going to.
Ah, it was on my court.
Yeah, it was on your court on the structural engineers. And then once, so we can officially call it a shelter. But right now, I mean, right now it's we're no different than we were last year. How's that?
I did. I'm remembering now. I did talk to one, and they thought there probably would be an issue as far as it being a quote FEMA certified type of thing. But I'll try to pick that up again.
Okay.
Okay.
The is there going to be a group at the Blue Ridge Drive on-site visit? Is it who set that? Is Frank Fitz set that up? You synced that up?
Frank coordinated that when we were in that meeting. I think that one individual will be there that was at our presentation. But that's the only group. I think we're just going to drive it and refamiliarize ourselves with the road itself and property lines and property owners and all that.
Right. And the reason I ask is because there seemed to be some confusion about easement on what we approved before.
We didn't approve anything. We tabled it before we approved it.
Because they didn't have the easement. That's
right.
Why.
Yeah, now we have the easement, but then what we want to do is make sure that... you were not in this last meeting, were you not? Were you in the last meeting? Danny, Chuck, was he here?
I only missed one meeting, but I listened in.
That may have been the one you missed.
Well, yes. Basically, he has the easement, but then when we start looking at maps, we're not sure how beneficial the easement was if we decide to stop it where we're going to stop it. So
on top of the hill.
Yeah,
there.
So based off a proper line. So then we just said, why don't we go out and revisit that entire thing? And
okay.
Then
I just was out of the loop, yeah. And I didn't know what we
were. One individual, the individual that has the easement is going to meet us out there.
Okay.
If we have questions, and that's today, there's not going to be a group from my understanding. It's just us refamiliarizing ourselves with that road area.
You guys move at 10:30 because of why? Could it not be earlier? Or are you going to be at this other?
I'm going to be at the other meeting until 9:30. We may move it up an hour if you wanted to.
I would like to move it to 10 because okay. I can make a. I've got another meeting that I can make. If I move that one to 10, I okay. can make another meeting. Would okay. that be a possible?
Chuck, do you have any problem with
nope,
that?
Nope, that's fine.
Why don't you try to see if you can't coordinate with Frank and move that up in a half hour? And that would be the minutes also, the payroll vote too, obviously.
Right.
Which Don says would be fine.
All right.
Okay.
Now what? We ready to go into Bob's work session?
What's
executive
next?
Or? Yep. Okay.
Yes. Yep. The executive. Yep.
All right. Don, are you here for the executive? Is that right? Okay. James, you got something?
I just had an employee question that keeps getting charged to me and seems to be a little controversial.
We'll wait till personnel executive will.
What is that?
Right now.
Just in a minute or two.
All right. Ready to go in executive?
I think we are.
How about a motion?
Motion to go in executive pursuant litigation, real estate, and personnel, which would be 610-021, 22, and 23. And for those listening in, we'll be out in executive for at least 30 minutes.